I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
CBS FM, you said, have you come up with any kind of a plan yet for the weekend and the snow?
Absolutely, I do have a perfect plan for you. Today, it's not as windy, it's still cold, highs normal, right around 37, 38. Tomorrow, warmest day of the week. It's Thursday into Friday, a little headache for commuters early Friday with some mixing. Coating to not even one in the city, but, yeah, 3-plus possible north and west. Your plan for the weekend, go ahead with your plan Saturday morning. By Saturday night, start snowing, then it changes over to rain. Warm air, it looks like it's going to be pulled in. This is going to be a real mess north and west for your Sunday, and then as it wraps up, it turns even colder on Monday. So just stay tuned, but definitely a more significant storm this weekend. Right now, wind chill 15, 37-ish later today.
Do we have any inches yet? Any predictions?
10.
What?
10.
Inches.
10 inches?
Yeah, well north and west, not in the city.
Scott sees a floating taco.
Yeah. Welcome to the
How
Jets.
How many inches?
All right. I thought he breezed right through it like it was like, no big deal.
That's just 10.
But that's 10 inches, Sullivan Ulster, hills of orange.
But what
about
right around here where most of our people live?
It could be a total washout.
All right.
Oh, meaning, so somewhere between meaning, 0 and 10.
Jesus, you're an meaning alarmist.
You mean me? Meaning you get like maybe an inch, and then if it changes to rain, it's just a slushy, messy
When
mess.
I ask you what it's going to be, I meant for the immediate
area.
Oh, you don't care?
You don't care about people that live north
and
west?
No, I care about them, but we
don't care
about
the
I care
tri-state.
About Ulster County. Yeah, I do. Okay. But you just said 10 inches. You didn't say Ulster County.
Details.
You didn't even say 10 inches. You just went 10.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
I know.
Trying to get some stats out of our weather weasel is quite a challenge this morning. We're talking about the snow moving here this weekend. First, we heard 10 inches, and then we found out that's in a county called Ulster. And we're looking for the local information, and hopefully he's been able to dig that up.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no digging. It's right here.
Good.
I'm looking at two separate opportunities for snow. Let's remember, Thursday starts as snow late in the city, changes over to rain. 1 to 3, north and west, Friday. Friday morning's commute, slushy, messy, and an element of ice. Alert the governor of New Jersey immediately.
Right.
Now, Saturday starts dry. Saturday afternoon and evening, again, starts as snow for the area. But if the low brings in warm air, same deal. We'll change over to rain, Long Island City, and Jersey Shore. If it doesn't change over, the liquid equivalent there, easily 0.5 foot to 10 inches for parts of the area. It all depends on where that warm line sets up. Even that will mean it's going to be challenging on Sunday with just a little bit of icing in the mix. So Sunday is going to be the busy day with accumulating snow, bigger numbers north and west. The city, even if it taps down, still going to be slushy and messy because right after this thing blows out, it turns even colder. Highs Monday, not even in the mid-20s.
Thank you very much for that extensive coverage.
Yeah.
We do appreciate
it. So the period to watch, I know for some reason, like my neighbors yesterday, their kid goes back to Boston College or BU this weekend, and the travel day was going to be Saturday. I said, hey, if you can leave Friday, leave Friday. You know, if you can, if you have that option, Saturday late, Sunday messy.
I hate to say it, but I'm going to miss the big storm.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, darn.
He'll be golfing.
Yeah.
I'll be back on Martin Sunning. Luther King Day.
Yeah.
No, I won't be back. I'll be back that afternoon.
Right.
After you clean up the mess.
Yeah, perfect. That should be timing should work out well for that kind of travel. I know it's a holiday weekend, which is a bummer, but yeah, you're in better shape.
I started this golf trip. You know, it's a guy's golf trip. Eight guys.
Yeah.
We go play golf. And
you're going to Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. But I've checked the forecast. There's no snow in the forecast.
Down there?
No. Yeah. No. They dodged this one.
Are you worried about the backup at the TSA?
Yes, I am.
Checkpoints?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. Because
it doesn't look too good.
Did Sue tell you her story?
Not yet.
So this whole vacation that my kids have been home, I'm saying to myself, I have to get them the pre-checked, TSA pre-checked. And I went to do it the other day, but I couldn't because of the government shutdown.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to wait.
Oh, you were going to go in and get them...
yeah, get them all...
TSA.
TSA'd, whatever they do.
Qualified.
Now they have to go through the regular line.
Oh. They have to wait, take off their shoes.
Yeah. In case you missed it, Carol Channing has passed away at the age of 97.
Mm.
How about that? What a star she was.
Adorable.
She's a little, she's short, but she's a little taller than you, isn't she?
Yeah, she was taller than me. She's like 5'4", I think. Mm. She's adorable.
Has a Golden Globe. Sparkled. Been nominated for, I think she won a Tony Award, been nominated for a... Oscar.
She was one of those women, too, that even into her 80s and 90s still was adorable. She just just sparkled.
Yeah, she would do cabaret shows, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In case you missed it, big story out of Wichita Falls, Texas.
Uh-oh.
A lady spotted in the Walmart riding one of those handicap carts around.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you don't see, the POS, person of size, taking that
Or car. Somebody who has a, can't walk
like when I go shopping.
It has like a little basket on the front.
Got everything on there. You tool around the Walmart store. Mm-hmm. Well, this lady was driving recklessly in the store. And she was drinking wine from a Pringles can.
That's not very ladylike.
She left the store and took the cart out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's... I guess 6:30 in the morning, and she's drinking out of a Pringles can.
Yeah,
drinking wine from a Pringles can.
They said it went on for
what flavor?
A couple hours.
This is the Shannon in the Morning Big Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.